you're actually a schizophrenic and we don't exist and you just sit here by a microphone like, podcast,
yeah. That's exactly how it works.
And somehow that adds up to having like 600 viewers a month.
That's right. I'd watch it or listen to it or whatever it is these people do. I don't remember. It's something ridiculous.
It was weird. Like,
is even why are you listening?
I don't know. She hasn't mailed back.
Even immediately, right back.
Oh, you're recording.
Yeah.
I didn't even know. Okay.
That's
well,
the point, isn't it?
Yeah, even Nina, you got to write back. I know we probably scared you off by saying your name wrong constantly. I don't even remember your first one. I just call you. Anyways, welcome to the Lazy Gamers Podcast. I'm your host, Mark Dries, the fearless leader, the ringmaster. And
Diet Dries.
Don't call me that. It doesn't even make sense. You just looked at your can and you were like, Diet Dries.
It fits though. DD. Dungeons and Dragons.
DND.
Oh, right.
Yep, you missed it. With me today, if you couldn't figure it out already, if you don't listen to the podcast for some reason, which.
You should listen to
Yeah, you should. Just our one listener. This goes out to you. it's our reigning champion. AJ Weishaupt.
Woo! Why am I a reigning champion?
I don't know. We called you that a while back and it stuck.
I guess so.
And then Rode, the lion-hearted Kirschbaum. And he's silent.
Hi.
Oh, no, look at him. He just had a mad delay for me. Of course I wanted you to say hello.
Oh, okay.
Or hi.
I thought you were just introducing
or something less formal, like, eh.
Hot.
Yeah, that's what Kanye does.
Really?
No, I have no idea.
Really weird.
He's a dick, who cares?
Eh.
I can shoot me.
He does that in one of his songs. Like, that's how it opens. It's just him going, and then it, like, drops in the beat.
A lot of rappers
I don't remember
like to
what,
do that.
I know, I don't know what the deal
it's
is.
Not very good.
No,
I think
it's not.
Supposed to remind you of sex, but it doesn't.
That's more of a sense of sex for me.
Probably. this podcast has just gone downhill in the last 30 seconds. We're just sitting on here making sex noises. That's good. Anyways. That's right. I hope children are listening to this.
Like
small.
When our one listener wrote in and said, you know, our intro when we used cake and it had that really long intro thing that, like, the parents yelled at him because it's so loud.
Yeah.
I'm sure you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I mean, that's not really a discrepancy with content, however.
No,
that's
it's
just,
not.
That's just a trumpet.
I was just saying, because they could hear that, so you can hear all our sex noises.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying.
I remember Firefly.
Of course I remember that TV show, yes.
Okay, the first episode, you, me, and Adam were sitting down, and there was the silent sex scene.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that was horrible. I can't believe I did that. It was so funny, though. Because it's like
so. Ruined the show for
it's
me.
So artistically done. Like, it's one of the. It's. I mean, I sound like a pervert saying it, but it is one of the best nude scenes ever.
There's full on nudity. Though.
I don't think there was full on nudity, but it's like it's buttocks. the best filmed provocative scene in a television show aired.
Because you're a connoisseur of the
I very much
arts.
Am not, but
you're a mobile strip club.
I'm a mobile
and
strip
strip for me.
What?
Remember our strip clubs? You had the mobile strip club on the bus, and I'm going to do the airstrip.
Oh yeah, that's right. That's right. That's right.
If you steal that.
If you make
I'll
a strip club,
I'll
kill you.
I will hunt you down.
I wasn't gonna say I'd kill you. I'd sue you.
I guess I'd sue you
first. And if that doesn't work, murder is afoot. Well, that's wow. Like, if you haven't stopped listening by now, you're in for the long haul. So
yeah, it's been a while, guys.
It has been a while. It's good though. It's we should have a lot of news because we haven't done this in like 3 months.
We should.
But we don't. I guess
well,
that's what makes us us.
Yeah, exactly.
Keep our end of the bargain. All you gotta do is listen.
Yeah.
We gotta actually work at this. This is how I make a living.
If we got more mail, maybe we'd write, or we'd do more episodes.
We'll write
more episodes for you guys.
We write these up. We actually are all holding scripts right now.
Yeah, this is all scripted. All the and all that. That was all on script.
Well, some of the was ad-lib. It just said ad-lib sex noises. I didn't have time to type that out.
How do you spell that?
Ad-lib?
No.
That's why I just wrote ad-lib.
E-U-N-H.
Oh, okay.
E-U-N-H? That'd be like,
That's backwards. It's backwards sex noises.
Okay, I quit.
Have a nice starting day. It over!
We're starting it over. We've only done that once, and it was horrible.
That was a bad idea. I think we should just kept it.
We should not have kept the one we had. That got both really bad. They were. We shouldn't have even posted one, to be honest.
Yeah, did we post one?
Yeah, we did.
Why? Yeah, we posted the second one. We shouldn't have.
Yeah.
We only made it like a half hour, didn't we? And then we just like stopped.
Yeah, the first one, I think we made it the full time.
Yeah, and then it got messed up.
And then we were like, oh, F it.
Was it not recording?
There's too many people. I think it was the problem. Too many people, and then we were all getting off track. Brandon was swearing.
Yeah.
And that was back when we were clean.
That was back when
we were clean. Now we just got lazy and like, fuck it.
But even the way... well played. But even the way that, like, the subject matter of it was... even though we're explicit now, I still wouldn't have posted it, just because it was so...
I need to listen to it again, because I remember there's some funny stuff.
But maybe I was being overly sensitive, but it was extremely inappropriate.
Maybe someday we'll post it.
Someday. I have it on my computer.
Yeah,
it's like too. It's like 6.5 or something, right?
Yeah.
The Lost Episode.
It was called The Shitcast.
Oh, you're right. We did dub it The Shitcast.
Maybe we'll post it for you guys, because now we're explicit. I don't know. I'll listen to it again.
Mm-hmm. You will have that honor. I probably won't
I'll
do that.
I'll do it while I'm doing homework later.
That'll be a good way to focus.
Yeah. Well, it's mindless.
Well, AJ hit us with some news. Make stuff up.
L.A. Noir.
L.A. Noir, that's news. All right. Well, that's coming out soon, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know if you've heard of L.A. Noir before, but it is the latest... I think it's probably going to be a franchise, to be honest. I think they're probably going to make a sequel out of it.
Depending on if the character dies at the end, like a certain game.
I think it more so depends on...
I guess it doesn't... GTA...
I guess it depends on whether they do well with that game or not.
I think they will.
That's I think they will, too.
Line. There's boobs in it.
Yeah. Most well, boobs. Well, that's what I'm saying. It's like... it's really mature content. But not in the way where it's like, look, there's sets and then there's violence and stuff. It's like it's supposed to be a crime scene investigation. So there's like, there might be a nude person, but it's a dead body, and it's extremely.
Yeah, I want to tap that.
It's sombering. It's not like, oh, look at it, it's naked.
So shout that out when I'm playing it.
I know you will.
I can swear to God.
But yeah, it's set in the golden age of Hollywood, and. You play a cop.
What's his name again?
I don't remember. But you start as just a beat cop, and you, so you're, like, looking at traffic violations and stuff, and then you do really well, and then, yeah, you go from desk to desk in, like, once you complete each mission, or all the missions for a particular desk, then they promote you to another desk, which is a different unit of the precinct, so it might go from, like, traffic to vice, and then to, like, homicide, and things like that, and it'll just escalate. And then I think there's an overlooming story arc of, like, a conspiracy in Hollywood with
something like that.
Yeah, some government officials or something crazy.
Some, like, murder thing that's going on? Like, some women are being killed in some weird way by some guy?
That's,
I don't know.
Yeah.
I think that, isn't that part of the overarching story?
I'm quite sure it is. It's, I'm trying to think of it, because we're going to release it as if you pre-order, I think, is the deal. You can get those missions. Yeah.
What's it called? It was something. It had a really cool name.
It did. It was the something or other killer.
The origami killer.
Origami killer. No, was it the question mark killer?
That sounds really good.
He wrote something on their bodies. I'm pretty sure it was the deal with him. AJ's looking it up right now, so he probably won't say anything.
Oh, I'll still ejaculate into the sentences. I found out
that's accurate. You can use that as a sentence.
I just haven't been able to use it very well yet.
Okay, so the way I'm thinking is that Rockstar's general audience is adults.
Though a lot of kids still play it, which they shouldn't.
What I'm thinking is, adults will buy L.A. Noir because it's mature and it's well-told story. It's just well-made game. Or, well, I haven't played it yet, but I'm assuming by the looks of it, it looks like it's really well done. And kids will buy it because it's Rockstar and they think it's some other GTA game. And they will not like it. Adults will love it. Children will not like it.
I can buy it, too, because I'm 17, I can go to GameStop. Is it awesome?
Is it going to be multiplayer?
What? No.
Okay, so...
I kind of wish it did have multiplayer, but it wouldn't fit.
It wouldn't make sense.
Do cops and robbers. That could be fun.
Well, the shooting and the chasing and whatnot are not really the...
Focus
of the game, however.
Co-op, though. That could be fun.
Co-op
solving crimes
cool.
with
Although
friends.
You don't necessarily need to do that with...
Good cop, bad cop.
Well, no, but I mean, if you're playing it, you don't necessarily need to play it co-op using another system. You could just be sitting on the couch. Because it's set up similar to a movie, almost.
I guess, yeah, and then you could conversate with your friends.
Yeah, so you don't necessarily have to do it through a
system.
We'll
do that.
In order to... yeah, like we did Heavy Rain. Thank you, AJ.
And we'll whenever you're not busy...
We never even played the first Heavy Rain anyway.
Quiet your mouth.
Quiet your mouth.
I have that, and I don't ever want to play that.
I don't want to play that because it's dumb.
What?
It's Indigo Prophecy. I don't want to play old games that
we'll,
I don't
we'll
want to
play. We'll get together one day. A day that works for everybody, and we'll play Heavy Rain.
How about right
Indigo
now?
Indigo Prophecy first.
Right now?
Right now.
Do you own, I don't know about right now. Or
do you own Heavy Rain?
Well, after. It's
wait, podcast. Do you own Heavy Rain?
Yeah, he owns Heavy Rain.
I own it.
Yeah. Cool. But... Now, what
oh, but Sony knows that I'm Joseph Stalin, so I don't know if I can play it with you.
Hey, what systems is L.A. Noir coming out?
All of them, I think.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's across the board, because it's Rockstar.
I think they're giving it to PC this time.
Rockstar has made a habit now out of saying they're going to release something for PC, and then not doing it until later in the year.
How late was Grand Theft Auto 4?
Grand Theft Auto 4 was a few months.
Well,
yeah.
That's not that bad, though. I mean, they have
Red Dead.
And Red Dead,
out.
They said they were going to release for PC, and they still haven't. I'm doubting they're gonna, but they haven't. They haven't officially said one way or the other. So, I don't know. That's kind of shifty of them. I don't like that. I wish they would just say like, "Yeah, I guess it's not coming out," and I'd be like, "Darn!" But I'm okay with it. Now I'm sitting around full hope. Yeah.
Have you ever played Narc?
Narc? No,
yeah,
I don't think so.
I haven't either, but I wanted to when it came out for like the original Xbox.
What is it? An action game, or is it similar to L.A. Noir that we're talking about right now?
I'm not really sure. I just know that.
Oh, like, you just brought it up.
Yeah, I saw some like trailers for it.
I can't find it.
It looked like a cool game, and for some odd reason, L.A. Noir reminds me of it. But I never played it, so I don't really have to.
Well, what's special about L.A. Noir is that they actually developed entirely new technology for the 3D modeling of the characters' heads. They actually have a ton of high-res cameras that are set going around in a circle around, like, an entire room. And then the person who is the character is supposed to be played by, they have actors go in there and sit down in the middle of it, and they act it out.
And they have to wear makeup, too, if they're, like, beat up and stuff.
Yeah, yeah, they have to wear makeup. It's just like regular acting, like, for a movie. But then, because they have so many cameras, then they can turn it into one 3D model and attach it to the body of the person in the game.
Yeah.
Whoa. Yeah, so it's...
The guy from Mad Men is the main character.
Yep, he sure is.
John Hamm, but some other character on the show. I don't know the name. I can't think of it.
So a major part of this of investigation is like being able to tell when somebody's lying to you during an investigation.
It's gonna be hard though.
And it's really accurate. Like you can look up videos of it. It's very cool.
It looks insane. I'll probably play through it 2 or 3 times.
Although texture wise, I would say it's not that great.
Yeah, it looks the same as all Rockstar. It looks almost like a downgrade from Red Dead almost.
Yeah. Almost.
It looks about GTA, a little bit better than GTA.
I'm coasting on the modeling being the real star of the show.
I think it'll be still fine to look at. It'll still be a great game. Some of the shootouts I'm sure will be fun. There's a few that there are.
Well, it's working off the, that was Roan pulling a straw out of a Caperson. Anyways.
Caperson. Sounds like some kind of, like, fancy drink.
It's not. It's Dos Capri. Keys. Capri Sun. It's the juice pouch things. Anyways, what was I talking about?
Diet Dr.
Pepsi. What was I talking about? Diet Dr. Pepsi.
Damn right.
Ladies and gentlemen, this podcast is brought to you by Diet Dr. Pepsi.
Yep, Diet Dr. Pepsi. And by Diet Dr. Pepsi, you mean Diet Pepsi.
Wait, doesn't that say lime on it? Diet Dr. Pepsi lime.
Yeah, it's Diet Dr. Pepsi lime.
Now, I was wondering why it was green.
I hope you guys go to, like, stores and ask for Diet Dr. Pepsi now, so that you have no clue what you're talking about.
Some Diet Dr. Pepsi.
Do it.
But don't forget about the lime, that's important. Yeah.
Excuse me, do you carry Diet Dr. Pepsi?
Lime.
And they'll be like, what?
Is Dr. Pepper even owned by Pepsi?
Yes, Pepsi and really? Dr. Pepper are the same. And Dr. Pibb and Coke are Pibb the same.
I, for some reason, just assumed that Dr. Pepper was owned by Coke because Coke is a spicier drink than Pepsi, and Dr. Pepper is a spicier drink than Pibb. I don't know why that was, like, the first connection. I was, like, making proportions with, like, division Venn bars diagram. In them. That's right, I had a Venn diagram going in my head. I was like, spice? Pepper. what was I talking about before?
We were talking about L.A. Noir.
No, that's too broad. I was going to ask about. I was going to ask about the shooting mechanics. Do you know if they're?
I think they're the same as GTA.
The same as GTA. And
I would have to assume so.
Did Red Dead have the same one as GTA?
Yeah.
I would have thought they'd upgraded a bit.
I could go through playing both of them, and it was the same. The thing with Red Dead, though, is that they had the Deadeye. And you could mark targets and stuff like that. So it was a little different.
The horse mechanic in Red
Dead. I love cars in GTA because they freaking listen to you. If you want to drive off of a cliff, you can go ahead.
The horses don't let you fly off a cliff.
But the horse has a brain and it will not go off. Cliff.
Well, they want to be accurate.
You have to hack the game. You have to, like, make it think it's not going to run off the cliff, and then, like, jolt it, and then it will go down the cliff and probably die. But, like, I don't want to, you know, follow this one trail. And
you ride it to the edge of the cliff, and then you shoot it in the back of the head.
That
works,
too.
And then you fly off the front.
Then you fall off the horse.
I thought you were
going to fly. And then you die. I want to, like... Like, sometimes it'll be just, listeners can't see it, but say it's like a 2-foot drop. A horse should not get hurt from a 2-foot drop. You know, they jump, no big deal. The horse, there's no jump button on the horse, if I remember correctly. So, it won't just jump off that little ledge, and it's annoying, because then I have to go all the way around to get off, and... I mean, it's not usually that big of a problem, but it's just kind of annoying sometimes.
I thought you meant, like, a cliff.
Well, no, that too. Sometimes I want to jump off a cliff.
Absolutely. That's half the reason you play Grand Theft Auto is just blow stuff up and, like, jump off roofs and stuff. Like, you have no idea how many times I've just used the cheat to make the helicopter spawn and then, like, fly up in the air, go forward, and just leap out of it into a skyscraper.
Tyler and I did that for literally, like, 2 hours.
Yeah.
On Gay Tony, we got in the nice helicopters because there's parachutes, and we were just base jumping from the helicopter over. We threw sticky bombs on it.
It's
and
fantastic.
Then we jumped out, and we did, like, Hollywood style, blew up the helicopter, and as, like, the shards are falling down, we're like, yeah! And one time, Tyler was still in it, and I detonated the bomb, so he was riding down this destroyed helicopter, and as soon as he hit the ground, he died.
Nice.
Great fun. Oh, man, I love GTA.
It's good stuff.
It is. It's good scheist.
Good scheist. Rockstar knows what they're doing.
I know. I can't wait for GTA 5. It's going to be awesome.
I can't wait for L.A. Noir, which is...
Well, I can't wait for both of them. I mean...
Well, L.A. Noir is not really the same as GTA at all.
Ejaculate all over that.
Well, that's... Now you've used ejaculate twice.
I'm dirty.
You have one more time that you can use that before I'm cutting you off.
Okay, one more time?
That's right.
I'll go back to 1945 my DeLorean,
I have more chances
to use it.
I was just about to say you got to make that reference because you didn't last week and I'm busting you on it.
Yep. I gotta do it. And it wasn't last week either. It was like last month.
Quiet you. Hey, at least this time, if it doesn't get up for a long time, it's not my fault. It's Adam's.
Yeah, that's true.
Because he said that he would record or edit it And I was like, ooh, thank you. I don't have to do it anymore. Yeah, I know, right? Now I'm the host who doesn't do anything, and the editor who gets someone else to edit.
Yay!
Whoop-a!
Lazy!
Lazy Gamers, which is what you're listening to, ladies and gentlemen.
We need to call Lazy Powers activate. No, that's dumb.
We already have Mounty Powers.
We do have Mounty Powers.
By the power
of laziness, I have the power!
I'm pretty sure that one's taken, too.
Damn it, E-Man!
And his girlfriend, She-Woman?
Jeez. Or something like that.
It was She-Woman.
Wasn't it She-Ra? No, that's a different cartoon.
She-Ra's a different cartoon. I don't remember what it is, so now it's gonna... Is that Thundercats? She-Ra?
No, I think it's a totally just... She-Ra is a different... That's the name of the cartoon, I think. It's just She-Ra. Thundercats is getting a remake, by the way.
What?
A remade TV show. It's going to be... rebooted. A rebooted TV show.
Oh, okay.
I don't know how that's going to work, but I might watch it, because Thundercats was awesome.
But it's
Thundercats?
Like it's just rebooted.
Oh!
Just getting rebooted, not a remake.
What?
So it's just getting like a reboot, like they're going to play the old ones again, not a remake.
No, the
reboot
is
making new ones.
Yeah.
Dang it.
A remake would
like
be
the old ones,
playing the old ones, but done with better animation.
Unless that's what... I don't really know what they're doing. I just know that
you can't keep track of
Thundercats. That's all I know.
I would much rather watch the old ones and like watch.
Or maybe they're not remaking it at all, and it's just a continuation.
Yeah,
I don't know.
A continuation.
I don't know. Did it?
How did it? Did
it
have like a dramatic ending where He-Man like died in
Thundercats
without defeating?
I'm talking about Thundercats.
Not
He-Man. Masters of the Universe.
Yeah.
Though they did remake that too, didn't they?
Skeletor.
They had like old 1980s He-Man, and then they had like 2000 He-Man.
Yeah.
I remember watching 2000 He-Man. Skeletor was a B.A.
Skeletor.
Is either of those the non-animated movie?
There was a non-animated
movie?
Yeah. Oh, how was that?
I don't remember.
We're watching that.
We will be.
With Mac and me.
And the Mario Brothers.
Yeah, and Pokemon movie.
Live action movie as well.
Oh my god, we have to watch that.
The Mario Brothers live action
movie. Yes.
With John Leguizamo.
Howard the Duck.
I cannot believe that John Leguizamo would act in that.
That's funny. John Leguizamo.
I love that he can go from running around just like crossbowing zombies in the head, driving around the Dead Reckoning in Land of the Dead, which you should watch if you don't know the movie. And then he's going to dress up as Mario.
Mario came.
You're right. It did.
Dressing up, killing Goombas with your feet, and then you go to killing zombies with crossbows.
Oh, such a badass movie, though.
You know what's weird? I had a dream.
What?
That was a prologue to another dream that I had months ago.
Was it that one
a
day?
Prologue?
Yeah.
Black and white children would bring together in the river of prosperity.
They actually
King
both...
Martin
actually,
King.
Wasn't his, what am I trying to say? The anniversary of his assassination recently.
I believe it was.
Bless his soul.
Bless it, dude.
Okay.
Let's have some fried chicken, everybody.
Wow! I might need to Okay, I might need to censor that.
Just kidding, everybody.
You can't do that.
I'm not a racist. I love Martin Luther King. He's my soul brother.
I am totally censoring this now. I'm going to tell Adam to censor it because he's the editing
Adam,
person.
Adam, don't do it.
Editor in chief.
No, you probably should censor that. I apologize.
That's horrible.
He's a great man.
I totally thought you were being like, all right, and then you switched to this horrible persona of racism. Continue, Rose.
You had
to do it.
Racism's still alive in this world. I'm not a racist. Clearly, though.
Is it that clear?
Somebody every day for being a maid. You know.
Yes.
As clear as swamp water.
Yes, clear as swamp water.
I'm sorry, people who I may have offended with my Martin Luther King joke, which really wasn't directed at him. It's directed at other stereotypes. Is it racist?
Hey,
send us an email. What?
That is racist. It's not just racial, that's racist. You can't do that. AJ, why can't Helen Keller drive?
Because she doesn't have a driver's license.
Because she's dead!
I was expecting, like, you expect me to say something like, I don't know, and then you call me, like, a racist or something, I don't know.
What? Helen Keller was...
I know!
White, and if
we... Call me, like, mean towards, like, handicapped people, I don't know.
Because she's...
You know, like, that one thing where it's like...
Yeah, I know. I know the jokes.
Are you racist? I don't remember the joke. How it went. But...
That's the punchline. You're racist.
Well, anyways. Like, why couldn't the black guy fly a plane or something? And it's like,
he didn't have a pilot's license.
Yeah, and it's like, yeah. He's black? No, he's didn't have a pilot's license. Racist or something like that. I don't know.
It's,
I don't
know the joke. Those jokes aren't that funny.
I don't think they're funny either because they're racist. I don't.
Andrew's out to prove just how much he hates racism.
I also hate those dead baby jokes. I don't approve of those either.
I love dead baby jokes. I think they're hilarious because they're not my babies.
There was a really funny one that Josh told me. Oh my god, it was so funny, but I felt really bad for laughing at it.
What was it?
Oh my god, I don't remember it. I know I told you. I know I did.
Oh, you did?
It had something to do with ejaculating in babies.
Oh my god, leave it alone. Leave it alone. That was your third strike. Third strike.
I should have said
you cannot use it anymore.
Oh my god, I don't remember what it was, though. I know I told you, though.
I can only ever remember one off the top of my head, and it's what's worse than 10 babies nailed to a tree.
10 trees nailed to one baby.
No, it's no, it's, like it's one baby nailed to 10 trees.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
Whatever.
That's the only one that I can remember as well. Like, that's it.
Something about how do you paint a wall red with a baby or something?
No.
I don't remember.
How many dead babies does it take to paint the side of a house? Depends how hard you throw them. That's the joke.
Can we make some news? I feel bad about my racism.
We don't have to.
Let's change the subject here. I wanted to make fun of that new Spider-Man game. Anyone else want to make fun of that?
I want to make fun of the Spider-Man musical.
Yeah, we should make fun of that too. But I just want to give you a little rundown of this new game. Okay. Yeah, you know, Spider-Man Shared Dimensions, they got away with that.
It
sounds fun. I still haven't played it. It looked fun. You know, the story kind of made sense. But this is shenanigans.
Oh.
The next one is going to be Amazing Spider-Man. Who's amazing? Mm-hmm. And then 2099 Spider-Man. And it's something to do with, like, time, and they're helping each other out through telekinesis. I'm going to let that sink in for a second. Telefucking kinesis. Between Spider-Men of different time periods, and they will be helping each other out somehow. Makes no goddamn sense.
Hold on. I'd like to point out, okay, Peter Parker, when was Spider-Man created?
Like, the date in real life?
Or, like, when is it set? It's set modern, like, modern day?
It's set on whenever it was modern.
Okay, well, the point is that it's 2011 right now. And he is probably around, like, 18?
Yeah.
Maybe older? Okay, so if you do the math on that, that would mean, like, how much help is Spider-Man over 100 years old going to be?
Well, 2099 is that's not Peter Parker. I think it's somebody else.
Oh.
Or it's... I don't really know how 2099 works. But it's either... No, I think it's just an alternate version of Peter Parker. Like, Peter Parker wasn't born then. He was born in 2099 or whatever.
So it's alternate dimensions. Yeah. Again.
And then... Yeah, so then...
Rowan's holding his hand out, he needs to say something.
He's like Batman in this sense, where he doesn't actually have superpowers.
Well, I like Batman better than Spider-Man anyways.
Have you ever transversed time and space?
He's quoting Eternal Sunshine.
Eternal Sonata?
No, it's I Heart Huckabees. This existential investigator asks, have you ever transcended space and time? And the main character's like, yes, no. Space, yes, time, no. I don't know what you're talking about. Yeah, if you haven't seen that, watch it, ladies and gentlemen. Anyways, hit us with some news, AJ.
Well, back to the Spider-Man thing, I just want to say the reason why I was bashing it so much is I'm upset with Marvel, but we'll get to that later.
You're upset with Marvel?
Yeah, I told you about this. I'm going to piss in Smurf later.
What did the Silver Surfer
No, that's... No. I've told you why I'm upset with Marvel, and I will piss all over their face. And in their mouth.
I'm trying to think what it was now. I know you're angsty about something else.
Wait, you gotta let him do this.
Well, no, I know. Oh! AJ's making a stomping motion, and I remember what it was. Do you want me to say it or not?
I'll be the one to say that. Okay. We can get that later, or should we do it now? I don't know.
We're at 30. I don't know how much news we're going to be able to milk out of not having news.
I don't know what else. Uncharted 3, they gave up DLC at PAX. I don't think anybody cares about that, because we don't have any to give away, because we weren't at PAX.
Yeah.
Diablo 3 is coming out sometime.
Eventually, StarCraft 2, Part 2, or whatever, however they're doing that, that's going to come out eventually. Eventually.
look at all these exciting announcements.
StarCraft for Kinect, that's happening.
Is it really?
April Fool's joke.
no, that was cool. It really was. I liked that.
That was good.
What was the thing that we need to make?
There's Gauntlet. A thing we need to make. Oh! We need to make... A remake of Gauntlet Legends.
Best
HD remake. Ever. Absolutely. Well, no.
Best four-player co-op game.
The point is, we want you to remake it.
And that's all that matters.
And we know that we have said we wanted a Battlefield Vietnam remake, that happened. We said it on here, and it happened. It was so. Thus, we are saying, make a HD remake of Gauntlet Legends, and make it so.
Yeah. Don't do this shit where you're like rebooting it or something. No. We just want to straight up port HD style
make
of the
it
original
nice.
One.
Exactly.
But I don't want any shenanigans
here. I don't have enough nostalgia for that game to deal with its low resolution textures.
Yeah.
Just remake it.
Referring to like they made like Gauntlet Legacy
Legacy.
Yeah, we don't want that.
And that was like the same as the old ones, only it had new levels. That was like the same as the N64, but with new levels.
Yeah, we don't want that.
Okay, so you want it straight up
we
Nintendo
want
64.
Straight up
boom.
N64, better graphics.
Yep.
Boom. Maybe
I guess
add some
if they
spells
added
and
another
stuff.
Level or two, I guess I wouldn't complain, but I don't want them to do it stupidly.
Stupidly.
And because the whole thing was what? You had to collect the shards from the window to go fight what's-his-face.
Yeah.
So, just make the shards tinier, and you can add maybe another boss or two, and then you can go fight what's-his-face. And then, Adam said something about Battlefield after you fight him.
Yeah.
I was talking to him about this after lunch, and I decided we all need to get together and play Gauntlet.
Yeah?
Play all the way through.
We should. It's not that long, though. I'd rather play Baldur's Gate.
Yes, I'm here. But that's three player. It needs
we gotta
to be.
Beat it.
No, it needs to be Champions of Norrath. Because that's four player.
Champions of Norrath isn't as
Baldur's
good as either
Gate
of those games.
On a console or a computer?
In my opinion, anyways. Well,
Baldur's Gate was only
Baldur's
two
Gates
player,
was PS2.
But it was only two player. It was
PS2.
It was only two player.
I have Baldur's Gate. Was it?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I guarantee you it was four.
It was two player.
But
well, then it has to be Champions of Norrath.
Does someone have
Norrath,
like a thing for the PS2 that would even make it have four slots?
The splitters? Somebody's got one.
Someone's
got
to have one, I guess.
Does it probably for the
have
PS3?
One.
I might. I don't know. All my stuff was underwater, so.
Your controller
it
works.
Never,
fine.
Like. You guys never even
what?
Had one when you had
I borrowed
one, so.
One of your controllers still.
What?
You gave me a controller, and you're like, my PS2's dead.
For real?
Yeah.
Oh! I want it back with interest.
Okay.
What?
Thus,
he
it's worth
like
5 cents.
No. He gets 5 controllers now.
Oh, shit.
I get 5 controllers. That's right. The interest was on the controllers, not the value of the controllers. That's funny. I don't care. You can keep it.
Yay!
As long as you use it.
Okay. I'll use it every day.
The PS2 controller. You use
yeah,
it every day.
Well, I plan on buying Metal Gear 1 and 2 eventually, so I'll play
really?
That on there.
I don't know. I don't know. Like, games come out often enough that I rarely feel as though I need to go back and play the rest of a trilogy.
I feel like I have to
because
Metal
Gear
is so awesome.
I love Splinter Cell Conviction, but I don't think I will ever get the old Splinter Cells and go back and play them.
I will, because they're going to make a Splinter Cell collection for the PlayStation, I think Xbox as well.
Okay.
So I'll be able to, I never played the first three or whatever. I think it's Splinter Cell, Pandora Tomorrow, and Chaos Theory.
Yeah, those
I
are the
those
ones.
Those are the three. And the Splinter, or the Tomb Raider collection came out a couple days ago. Apparently that's decent.
I don't like the Tomb Raider games.
Me either.
I haven't played. I love Uncharted, so I figure Tomb Raider's got hot chick.
it's the same thing, but with women.
Yeah, so I figure, hey, why not? Though there are women in Uncharted. Elena, she's a hottie.
I haven't played that yet.
You should play that, too. We'll do Heavy Rain and Uncharted.
Heavy Rain and Uncharted night. Okay.
That'll be a fun day.
Well, wow, it's been 5 minutes since I last looked at the thing. Oh, that's going really slow.
Oh, shiest. What else can we talk about?
Kringles, eh?
Kringles?
How about them?
Oh, yeah.
Thumbs are delicious.
You picked one up. Why didn't you and Adam and...
Abby?
Yeah, her.
Yeah, she was in the car with us. I don't know.
She was laughing it up when you were like, "Arr!"
Really?
Yeah, she looked like it.
No, I didn't notice. We were driving home. AJ and Roan happened to be on the city bus.
We do it every day.
And they were.
I was videotaped going on the bus.
Yeah, you were. but anyways, they happened to be driving like about the same speed as us, and we were right next to them. And so I started waving hello to people on the bus, and I started waving, and it was the wrong person. I wanted to get AJ's attention. So I'm, like, making these hand signals. I'm, like, pointing at AJ and mouthing, like, "Get his attention." And they're like, "What? We don't know what you're talking about." So I'm like, "Adam, speed up." We pulled forward, and I looked you dead in the eyes, and I waved my arms, and then you were like, "Hello." And then I tried to mouth to Roan that we were podcasting.
And then I told him that we were podcasting. He didn't seem to understand.
Did you get it from my mouth movement?
Yeah,
you
got
just,
it.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, I figured what
okay.
else would you be mouthing?
I'll have to...
I assumed you were saying, "I gotta take a shirt."
I gotta tell that to Adam, because Adam was like, "Well, come on, they're not gonna understand you saying podcast. That's way too complex."
That's way too complex.
Two syllables.
Pod. You can see the P.
Understand.
Cast.
That's right. It's pretty solid syllables.
I mean, you can't hear it.
Consonants.
Yeah, I mean, you can... see the way he's moving his mouth. I'm going to be great at L.A. Noir.
Yeah, you're going to be fantastic.
the facial expressions and such.
You're going to be like, "Well, that guy's lying. I can tell because his pupil's dilated by one part of a
and
millimeter."
And I'll punch him in the face like, "Tell me the fucking truth!"
That's right.
I don't
think those are the lines that they say in
L.A. Noir. Damn it.
In fact, I doubt they swear that much because it's supposed
not,
to be way
cops.
Back when.
Yeah, that too. And the cops. Well, the cops do swear if they need the info really bad.
Well, I don't know. It's just
head.
It's the golden age of Hollywood when swearing actually matters.
You know,
so.
Another thing, but doesn't that take place around the same time as Mafia 2?
Yeah,
Mafia 2 apparently has the most F bombs from any game of all time ever.
Really?
Rooster Teeth made a video montage that had 200 F bombs in it. And that's not even the most.
Is it?
There's more. The current record holder was House of the Dead Overkill, but
yeah.
Mafia 2 beat it.
I believe House of the Dead Overkill. I was going to ask if that's just cutscenes, or is that general gameplay?
I think that's cutscenes. Grand Theft Auto, Lost in the Damned, Johnny the Jew, he drops it a lot. He's like, "Come on, motherfuckers!"
Yeah.
No,
well,
I
love that DLC, though.
I really doubt that Mafia was based on, like, realism, so I don't think that
well,
like,
yeah,
would say
true.
Anything about the actual time period.
Like,
well,
yeah,
they say,
I
don't know, supposedly they say it's a pretty good timepiece.
The thing is, they're gangsters, though. There's a difference between gangsters and cops. Cops are more civilized, I would probably say.
Prim.
Some of those gangs. Those gangsters are pretty damn classy.
That's true, too. I don't know. I guess we'll just have to wait. We'll have to wait and see.
I'll be playing Mafia 2 eventually, so.
Oh, I was talking about L.A. Noir.
I know. I'm saying I'll play that, and then I'll play the other one after.
But in terms of in terms of straight-up gameplay, like, I guess it depends on how long you do particular things or how often, because in Splinter Cell Conviction, if you shoot out a light, people just shout profanities. Like, the terrorists, even if you just turn it off, they're like, "Oh, shit!" And then, like, there's one recording of one terrorist who nonchalantly says, like, "Holy cow!" And it sounds so out of place, because, like, every single time you shoot out a light, people start swearing, and then there's the one terrorist, like, "Holy cow!"
You stab him with an American flag.
Yeah, that's right.
That's just you say you're getting tough words.
You can't. I don't know if you knew this or not, but you can't just do that.
I know. It's only in that one interrogation.
There's one interrogation scene where you stab a man in the shoulder with an American flag.
Which is awesome.
And it is awesome. And I'm pretty sure you throw him out a window after that or something.
Spoilers.
I don't know. It's not. It's just a detail, and I didn't say who it was.
Saying what the guy says.
There are some serious spoilers in that game though, because the storyline is actually really intricate.
What's the base of the storyline? Is he like trying to get his daughter or something, or his
daughter, when she was a teenager, supposedly had gotten hit by a car, but actually somebody took her.
So it's like taken.
Yeah, so it is like I just want my daughter.
Taken 2 is happening. Anyway.
Is it really?
Yeah, I'm excited.
I'm pretty jazzed about that thing, too.
Just to make fun of?
But yeah, there's more complex. So Sam Fisher works for a company called Third Echelon.
I love that name, Echelon.
Me too. But it's like a security agency, right? Yeah. And the idea is that some...
It's old news, but whatever.
Yeah, this is actually very old news. This is last year's game around this time.
I think
time.
We even talked about last year, but I don't care. Double dipping.
Anyways, what happened was they got a new person in charge, and he is a total scumbag, and he's stonewalling the president out of seeing their relations with the Russian government, and they're running a pipeline of EMP technology.
Yeah,
through
dangerous.
Through some random country, I don't remember what it was, and so that's like the whole storyline is you trying to destroy your own company's leader, and it's a really intricate storyline though, because like certain people who are on your side aren't really on your side, and people who aren't on your side are on your side.
Spoilers.
Not really.
I know what it is.
I'm being extremely vague.
Yes, you are. Anyways, a lot of Metal Gear Solid.
Probably convoluted story plot and whatnot.
It's not that convoluted.
It's not that convoluted. If it's convoluted at all.
Yeah, it's more boring than convoluted.
Hey. Salon and I were having a great conversation today.
Is he a fan of Metal Gear?
Oh, he's a great fan of Metal Gear.
Oh, really?
We were just discussing about how awesome.
Oh, well, look at you. You're in good company then.
Yeah, I am.
Anyways. You should probably piss in the mouth, AJ, because...
Oh, man, I should piss in the mouth.
It's about that time.
You want... I'm just thinking about what I want to say.
Do you want me to time you?
Probably should, but...
How long do you need?
What am I going to say? Oh, man, there's just so many things.
Okay, well...
I'll probably be dropping lots of bombs of F-bomb words, yeah.
So close your ears if you're listening.
Mm-hmm. Or just don't want to hear it. Give me about 30 seconds, and...
30 seconds?
I don't know.
Alright.
You're gonna hear
it. I remember one.
Should I set it up first?
Probably.
Should I set it up before I.
Of course.
Okay. So, the reason why I want piss in Marvel's mouth is. Okay, you know Iron Man? You know, like, one of the coolest superheroes Marvel's ever created? Yeah. Well, he died. You know how he died? The fucking Hulk stepped on him. You know?
You're ranting
okay,
right now.
Okay.
You're just setting it up.
Down. I'm cooling down. The Hulk is a good guy, supposedly, and he steps on Iron Man. You know how this happens? 3 panels. Hulk's foot on Iron Man. Hulk's foot through Iron Man's chest. Blood spraying out of Iron Man's helmet.
Spoilers.
Like, really?
Okay, so I'm going to start the timer,
okay.
And AJ, on the count of one, piss in their mouth.
Go. Wait, on the count of what?
One.
So
3, 2, 1, piss in the mouth!
Right now?
Yes, go!
No, what the fuck, Marvel? Why would you kill your coolest superhero by the hands of another super? Or should I say, feet of another superhero? What? Where do you get off? Do you get excited? Do you like to jerk it to this? Like, oh my god, we just killed everyone's favorite superhero. And then, what, now Spider-Man's in the Fantastic Four because you killed the freaking Human Torch? Why, you get off on killing your favorite superheroes? Really? I mean, Spider-Man doesn't even fit in the Fantastic Four. What the hell? I'm going to DC
because
you
two,
suck dick.
One.
I never will read
it. It's over.
You're okay.
Oh, spirited, shaking your hand. Oh, that was fantastic.
Thank you.
Look at that.
I'm pretty upset with Marvel.
You went a half of a second over, but I'm okay with it.
Don't step on your glasses.
Oh, shit. Oh, good call. Shit. My glasses fell over there. I can't see without my glasses. Well.
You can't. Whew. I felt good getting that.
Looks
off my
like
chest.
You have permanently taken the position of mouth pisser, because I'm not very good at it.
Well, then who's going to piss in the mouth of escort missions?
Oh, that's a good question.
You can give that a go. Give
we
a
can do that some other week, though, if we already
could. Or we can just do it now, because we have, like, 15 minutes of nothingness.
15 minutes.
I just pissed in the mouth. I hope Marvel likes the taste of my piss fermenting in their mouth.
Fermenting.
Like a fine wine. Maybe that'll bring Iron Man back to life. It won't. A moment of silence.
I love how depressingly you said that.
I know they can bring him back. It's just sad that he had to die like an asshole, like Boba Fett and Jango Fett. I know they're not Marvel.
I was going to say, that's not even...
But I hate it how the coolest people in suits die.
Okay, I just want to point out that Boba Fett, way cooler than Jango Fett.
Oh, yeah, definitely. But they both died like assholes.
I'm glad we're all in agreement.
Mace Windu chopped off Jango Fett's head. What the fuck?
That was dumb.
And then, what? Like, Boba Fett's jetpack got, like, shot, and then he fell into the Sarlacc pit.
Mm-hmm.
What the hell? He couldn't have died, like, by killing Luke or something? I would have rather him kill Luke. Luke's a dumb character. And have him fall in the Sarlacc pit, and then Boba Fett's like, yeah, takes his lightsaber, and then just starts killing people. That would have been badass. That's how it should have ended.
How long does it take for you to die in a Sarlacc pit?
Sarlacc pit? You get eaten by it, so you probably get digested.
But do you stay in its stomach for, like, an extensive...
I don't know. Ask Paul Paul, he'd probably know.
He would. Or you could ask George Lucas.
George Lucas, he'd know. But he'd probably be harder to contact.
Oh, no. I got his phone number. I'll give it to you afterwards.
Shoot him an email, maybe. Did we get any emails?
What? No.
Our listener did not send any... I specifically told her to send us an email.
That was like two hours ago.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll check
the
email right now.
She should have sent an email.
I'll have to put a rant on at lunch tomorrow.
Rob Schiffrel? No, that's not an email.
No, just make it nice.
That's a man who sends out spam that pretends to be interested in my academic accomplishments.
Nigerian prince?
Nigerian prince.
Oh, yeah.
From
I watched,
Afghanistan.
It was a Futurama movie, and Zoidberg fell for that email. Because there's a bunch of these people that are doing like these internet schemes, and Zoidberg's like, look, everyone, I am the heir to a Nigerian throne. All I have to do is give them all of my bank information. And then they're like, no, Zoidberg, it's a trap. He's like, you just are jealous.
Wait,
I'm going to be a Nigerian prince.
Oh, I thought you were going to say that they had Zoidberg saying, it's a trap, which would just be too much.
Oh my god, that would be awesome.
It's a tarp.
Cha-cha.
We can't repel flavor of that magnitude.
I love that. I am sure you guys have seen this, but that coffee shop.
Yes,
and,
your barista is.
It's a frap. Oh my god, that's awesome. I give them props, whoever did that, if you're listening. Props for you. I'm sure not many people got that joke who went to that coffee shop.
Oh, probably not. No.
Because most people are like, Star Wars, watch that. That's nerdy, isn't it? Not really.
It's not anymore.
It's nerdy if you get into the whole, like, extra stuff. But if you just watch the movies, I wouldn't say it's really that nerdy.
No, it's like Lord of the Rings.
It's like common knowledge. You know, if you don't know what the Sarlacc pit is, well, then I will never talk to you.
Suggest
ever.
You rent a film.
Yeah.
It's only nerdy when you read the books.
Yeah. I know people who read the books. I started reading one of the books, but I couldn't get through it. I own one of them. And
Mark was
I
laughing at the fact that
it.
You started reading a book, by the way.
Oh. Yeah.
Not like that was...
I love reading.
No, I was laughing that you couldn't get through it, just because it's like so...
Oh, to add on to my rant, I have a bunch of DC comic books lined up for the library. I'm set to go. Fuck you, Marvel.
This is all it takes? You drop your allegiance?
Yep. I've dropped my allegiance officially.
Wow.
Josh told Tripper that I have converted, and now I can apparently get comic books from Tripper now. I'm set to go.
Nice.
Though I don't want to borrow them from Tim. I don't want to wreck them.
Yeah, DC's got Batman and whatnot.
Yeah,
I like Batman.
I'm interested in Green Lantern. I'd like to start reading some Green Lantern. That's what I got lined up.
I'm not a comic book fellow.
Read Walking Dead, though. Book I really fellow. Think you enjoy that. I really love Walking Dead, the comic books. The TV show? I think
I
really
probably would have. But then they made a TV show, and I was like, well, I don't need to read this anymore.
I still, there's some differences, and I really enjoy
it. Oh, I know it's different. I just really don't want to.
Different isn't always bad.
You don't have to read it, but obviously. But I really suggest it. If you're bored one day, especially. Hey, Zombie Munchkin's out.
I'm never bored one day. Did you get it yet?
Nope.
Oh, is it at House of Heroes?
I didn't check. I should. I should get it.
Do people of the podcast know what House of Heroes is? That's in our little ho-dunk town, that is the comic book story. Story. Store. that is the hipster. No, not hipsters.
It's a cool
just
hangout.
Hip hangout.
That's all the hip kids hang out.
If you say hip, I think you're not hip. I think that's the deal, isn't it?
Shit. Well, if the...
The flyest.
The flyest of the fly.
The flyest of the fly.
Marty McFly. He's the flyest of the fly.
He is the flyest.
Great character.
Where does that put the drum circle place?
Did I call the drum circle place fly?
No, where does that put that place?
Oh.
Not as cool as House of Heroes.
I don't know. It's pretty sweet. There's
does it have comic books there?
You could bring a comic book there. It's the Oshkosh Rhythm Institute.
Okay, maybe that'd be pretty sweet. Can you play magic? Do they have tables so I can...
No.
You could do it on a drum.
No one knows
it's not,
is.
Not really the point of the drum circle to play magic.
Really? Are you sure?
Read comics.
Really? No. Are you sure? I'm pretty sure.
I'm almost positive. Can we not have this sarcastic conversation?
You're giving me a lip. Time left.
We have, 10 minutes. That's okay.
Is there any news?
Yeah, there's of course news. No one got any, but there's news.
Hackers. I want to get pissed about that. Mm-hmm. I'm a little burnt out.
Well, it is. It's still kind of a big deal, so I think we owe it to the listeners to tell them the news. No, we don't. We don't.
No, we don't need to talk about it. Okay.
Well, no, you can if you want, but I don't think the listeners listen for news. What were you about to say, though?
League of Legends. They donated to
Japan.
Yeah. Japan.
Everyone's going to Japan. It's great.
Everyone is. It is good. It's. I'm happy about that.
Oh, I want to say something.
Yeah.
They did a thing.
A thing. Was there stuff?
Gamers Love Japan. Yeah. The video. Oh my god! I saw somebody I haven't seen in years. He was in the first 5 seconds. I don't remember his name, but he did Electric Playground and Judgment Day on old G4. I love that show, and I saw him, I got all excited, he's not dead!
He's still alive!
I praised Jesus, I praised all the gods, I was so happy, because I missed that Japanese show. Gods. Judgment Day was one of my favorite review shows, because you got two sides of an argument, it's great, and it's gone, it's dead, and I missed that. I didn't realize Electric Playground still existed, and he must still work there, apparently. It's great to hear he's still around in the industry.
Wait, Electric Playground, is that...
It's an old thing. Judgment Day was the review show. I don't remember what Electric Playground was.
But that's what I'm saying, how would... That means that Electric Playground is still in existence, doesn't it?
Are you
still working there?
It's still existence.
Okay.
But I haven't heard anything about it. Let's see, they have a website.
Project Draco.
What about Project Draco? What is that?
That's a Kinect game that's coming out soon.
Okay.
Or sometime, actually, probably. I don't know when it's coming out.
Alright.
But, do you remember, Panzer Dragon?
Ooh!
Panzer Dragon?
All those old games?
I don't recall that.
Alright, well, they were pretty big at their time.
Yeah.
I think they're worth, pretty good amounts of money now, if you move their things. But, the guy who made those games, was credited to creating those games, and, Phantom Dust, and Ring of Red, or something like that.
Okay. Red Ring of Death?
I don't remember what it's called. No, he didn't make the Red Ring of Death. Oh, I'm curious about
Victor Lucas.
Yeah, someone had to have made it.
Yeah, it was programmed in, so But yeah, this guy,
No. It's actually not programmed. I looked into it, and I now know why it... though I can't figure out why it shows the three red the three red things.
Yeah, that like, had to be created. It's not used for anything.
Yeah, but the actual problem is accidental. It's
It can have been accidental.
Yeah, it actually was, because the original design for Xbox 360 had a particular type of solder in it, and it held it well, and it cooled down really fast, and everything was fine. But then there was some sort of change. No, there was like a change in the standards of what type of solder they were allowed to use, and they couldn't use that kind of solder anymore. So they had to find a replacement for it.
A shitty one.
Well, they picked one that after it cools down, it gets brittle, and then eventually the solder will snap, and then won't hold together anyways.
Why would they do that? Why wouldn't they just find better solder?
I don't know.
That sounds like a retarded. Cognitively disabled thing to do. And, why?
I mean, they're professionals.
What are they, Scott Walker or something?
I wonder if they made or lost more money off of it. Obviously, there's no way of checking. Oh, they
definitely made more money because people just bought new Xboxes.
Yeah, but think about how many people didn't get Xbox because there's no Red Ring of Death on other systems.
Well, that's why I didn't buy an Xbox. I was going to buy an Xbox until I realized
that's what I'm saying. Like, you can't.
Then again, I wanted the exclusive on PlayStation anyways, but I'm like,
you can't take that cost into an account because there's no way of like calculating it. So
that's true.
There's no way of really knowing. My estimate is they probably lost more money than they gained. Bad people buying more Xboxes because there's growth.
That is, it does cost money to make. Yeah.
The thing is though, they're still making more money than most. Remember, they're making more money than Sony still, which surprises me. No, yeah. I think that's going to change this year.
So. Is Wii still on top, though?
I don't think so anymore.
I doubt.
Yeah. I think everyone has a Wii now, and Wii's never break, so.
Oh, damn it. Dude, we should have made it break.
A car. I mean, you can drop a house on a Wii and still work.
Yeah. I remember.
I love Nintendo
System. Somewhere, sometime on G4, they did a test with the.
It was a lot. It was awesome.
Wasn't the Wii, though. It was the GameCube, the Xbox, GameCube, and the PS2.
That was awesome. And then they did it with the next gen consoles, and it was dumb because. When it got down to the last two, they just had like these human body wrecking crews or something. And they were just destroying them, and none of them worked. It wasn't even intelligent testing.
Yeah.
Whereas when X-Play did it the first time, it was I think they dropped it off.
They dropped it.
They dropped like a weight on it, and then the Xbox was out right away.
Yeah.
And there was PS2 and GameCube, and then they dropped it off a cliff, and it was like the drop of death. I think they both still worked. And they did one more, and that took out the PS2.
I think there was the one with water involved, I think.
They dropped it in water, I think, was the final one. Mm-hmm. And the PS2 was out, and the GameCube still worked. That I like that test, because that really proves how well Nintendo's systems are made to last. I mean, I think the cover thing was even, like, off.
Yeah.
And it was still, the disc was still going. I was like, damn. Nintendo knows how to make this stuff. But big and bulky.
Project Draco.
But then in terms of software, they just kind of rehashed it. Anyways, continue.
Yeah, you're right.
Anyways, they have, like, it was recently announced by this new indie group that has my favorite game developer. Uh-oh. I don't remember his name.
2 minutes.
Okay.
Check it out.
We have 2 minutes? Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm going to look into Project Draco as soon as we leave. Well.
There you go, listeners.
I suppose we have 1 minute left. How do we want to fill it? No, we are not going to make sex noises for 1 minute.
Want to do a countdown to the end?
For 1 minute? We've already spent 30 of it. I'm not going to... We can do the last 10. Anyways, ladies and gentlemen, thanks for listening. Really, we appreciate it.
We should play Like a Virgin at the end.
Okay, well, you got to talk to Adam about that because he's in charge of it now.
Oh, damn it, that's right.
That's right.
Like a Virgin.
Two good songs.
Yeah, Like a Virgin and... I had one at the beginning, but I don't remember what it was.
Anyways, guys, remember, you can always write in.
Fiasco song,
at dukeofzombies@hotmail.com. Is it Little Weapon by Lupe
Fiasco? It's the one from Need for Speed Hot Pursuit.
Oh, that one. That's not even a good one.
That's a good one.
No, I'm just kidding. How's it go? What one is it?
Or Kids by MGMT.
Was it Hello Goodbye?
I don't know.
Or in Tokyo?
I don't know. We'll look after the cast, and we can tell Adam later.
Whatever.
The listeners won't know.
The listeners will find
out.
No!
People can post it when we post it online. Oh, shice. We have to end it
in a few seconds. It's coming. 10.
I love you guys.
9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Go!